everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the Run to the Top Extra Kick Daily Podcast. My name is Hayley Mann, and I am one of the coaches here at Runners Connect. Hope you guys are having a great day, and looking forward to chatting with you. This is something that I've become kind of interested in lately. It's quite a topical one, and that is, can better gut health mean faster running? It seems like all the scientists and dietitians and seem to want to talk about gut health at the moment. And it's also been talked about in the context of the current pandemic. Although there's still a lot of work to be done in the area, research seems to suggest that gut health is a big contributor to a healthy immune system. And we all want one of those right now. So when we're talking about gut health, we're mostly talking about the trillions of microbes that live in your gut. And these good bacteria, which you'll often hear about on adverts for yogurt and yogurt drinks, they have important roles to play in all areas of our body function, especially the immune system. And it seems that having a very diverse range of bacteria in our guts is a key part of health. And actually, there's research to suggest that running can actually improve our health through the effects on the composition and function of our gut microbes. So it seems that one of the ways running might help us to be healthier is by changing those gut microbes. But there's also research to suggest that elite athletes and athletes in general have more diverse gut microbiota than non-athletes. And that's important because increased microbial diversity has been strongly linked to better immunity, including higher resistance to upper respiratory tract illnesses. So it's definitely something you want to think about and want to improve if you can. But with those pieces of evidence about running improving the gut microdiversity and the health of our guts, and also with the knowledge that athletes might have more diverse ranges of gut bacteria, it's not a big leap to wonder if having better gut health can actually make you a faster runner. In fact, a 2020 review has showed that gut microbes may influence performance and that a more diverse gut microbiota might actually be beneficial for our running performance. So there's a lot more research to be done in the area, and scientists don't really know why this is the case. But another review, including athletes, did conclude that gut microbes help with controlling oxidative stress and inflammatory responses, and you could see how that, in theory, could help with recovery. They were also shown to play a key role in improving metabolism and energy expenditure during endurance exercise, so there are some clues there. And although there is still a lot more to be done and a lot more science to be done in that area, it's clear from studies on immune systems and the studies suggestive of improved running performance that improving the health of your gut and your gut bacteria is something that you want to do. But it's kind of a confusing thing to think about, isn't it? How can I improve the composition of the bacteria in my gut? It kind of feels like something we might not have that much influence on. But it seems like we do. In terms of things that affect our health, this seems to be something that you can actually do quite a bit about. So what can we do to improve our gut health, improve the diversity of the microbes that live inside us, and maybe even improve our running through that way? But if not our running directly, definitely through increased time lost due to illness, less digestive discomfort during the run perhaps. Firstly, you can increase the diversity of your gut microbiome by eating lots of plant-based foods which are high in fibre. You should also limit ultra-processed and junk foods because they can actually reduce the diversity of your gut microbiome. So, I mean, these are all things that we should be looking to do in our diet in general anyway. So just more of a focus on whole foods, real foods, plants. And a Mediterranean diet has been shown to improve gut diversity and reduce inflammation, two things that are probably really good for our running and recovery. And this means eating plenty of fruit, vegetables, nuts, seeds, whole grains, legumes, and pulses. Also incorporating healthy fats like olive oil and lean meat or fish over more processed meats and the what we think of as the bad kind of fats like trans fats and hydrogenated fats. You should also be limiting alcohol intake. Although, and I was very pleased to find this out, red wine actually has substances that might help your gut health, as does dark chocolate. So those are two things that maybe you still can include as a treat. Just saying, possibly to excuse myself for including those things. Yeah, also limit salt, sweets and sugary drinks. So for runners, we might be using sports drinks, and although they obviously do have their place, that might mean keeping them for runs where you really do need them. For runs less than 75 minutes or so, water or a low sugar electrolyte drink should be just fine. So as well as what you should be trying to avoid and the foods you're trying to be including, you can also include probiotic rich foods like natural yogurt, kefir, which is kind of like a fermented yogurt, or kombucha, which is a personal favourite of mine. And because these things actually contain live microbes, so can benefit your gut microbes that way by actually introducing some more. Variety is key, so aiming to eat different types of fruit and vegetable rather than just the same ones all the time is important. And it's another good reason why we should eat seasonally. I've actually got into growing my own veg recently, which is yet to provide me with stuff to actually eat, but the seeds are sown. So, experimenting with different veg that you might not normally eat, even if it's frozen fruit and veg is just as good. There are also some tips for improving your gut microbiome, which will help you to have improved gut health, improved immunity, and most likely also improved running performance as well. But watch this space, or the general nutrition and health space, for those answers. Thanks for listening today, guys. I hope you found this slightly different podcast interesting. If you do, just let me know by emailing me, hayley@runnersconnect.net, and I can always do more nutrition type podcasts in future. Have a great day, everyone. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.